Welcome to English Through History. If you enjoy the content, then please subscribe or leave us a review. It helps us to create more content and is appreciated by our small team here. We hope you enjoy today's episode. In this episode, we will be talking about a pivotal turning point for the Western European nation of Finland, the Finnish Civil War of 1918, which took place after Finland declared its independence from Russia in December 1917. This revolution was a critical event in the formation of modern Finland, as it involved both internal conflict and geopolitical shifts following the Russian Revolution of 1917, pulling in various other nations, as well as splitting the country in half. Finland had been an autonomous Grand Duchy within the Russian Empire since 1809. As the Russian Empire weakened during World War I and the Bolsheviks rose to power, Finland seized the opportunity to assert its independence. On December 6, 1917, the Finnish Parliament declared Finland an independent nation, a move later recognized by Soviet Russia in early 1918. The causes of the Civil War can be attributed to a series of things. Finnish society was deeply divided. The industrial working class, particularly in urban areas, supported socialist ideologies, seeking reforms to improve labour conditions and political rights. The agrarian and conservative rural population, along with the upper classes, feared the influence of Bolshevism and wished to preserve the status quo. The Russian Revolution in 1917 had a profound impact on Finland. The socialist working class was inspired by the Bolshevik uprising in Russia, while the conservative Finnish factions feared that a similar revolution would take place in Finland. After Finland declared independence, political tension between left-wing socialists and right-wing conservatives escalated. The lack of a clear government and a power struggle that was created, this caused the conditions for the Civil War. The Finnish Civil War broke out in January 1918, and it was fought between two main factions, the Reds, which were led by the Social Democratic Party of Finland, and they represented the working class, labour unions and left-wing militias. The Reds were inspired by the Bolshevik Revolution and sought to establish a socialist government in Finland. They were based mainly in the southern industrial cities and had some support from Soviet Russia. The Whites, led by General Carl Gustav Emil Mannerheim, represented the conservative and nationalist factions, including landowners, the bourgeoisie and rural populations. The Whites were backed by Germany and received arms and military assistance from the Kaiser's forces. They sought to establish an independent, non-socialist Finland. The Civil War had several main milestones. The first was the early successes of the Reds. The Reds initially took control of Helsinki and other major southern cities. They formed a revolutionary government and attempted to consolidate power. Then there was German direct intervention in April 1918. This is where German forces landed in southern Finland, aiding the White forces. This turned the tide of the war in favor of the Whites. And this finally led to the Battle of Tampere. And this is one of the key battles that took place in March and between March and April 1918, where the Whites achieved a decisive victory. The Reds were gradually pushed back into smaller enclaves. And by May 1918, the White forces, with the help of the Germans, had defeated the Reds. The war officially ended in May 1918. The aftermath of the Civil War was as brutal as the war itself. After the White victory, there was severe repercussion against the Red supporters. Thousands of Reds were executed and many more were imprisoned in concentration camps. It is estimated that around 37,000 people died in the conflict, with most casualties occurring amongst the Reds either in battle or through executions and famine in the prison camps. The war solidified the power of the conservative forces in Finland, and Finland itself briefly considered establishing a monarchy under a German prince. But after Germany's defeat in World War I, Finland became a republic with a parliamentary system. The Civil War left deep scars in Finnish society, with lasting animosity between the socialist working class and conservative elements. This divide continued to influence Finnish politics for decades. Previously mentioned Carl Gustav Emil Mannerheim, the White Commander, emerged as a national hero. He later became a key figure in Finnish politics and led the country during World War II. The Finnish Civil War had several lasting impacts on modern Finland, many of which influenced the country's political, social, and cultural development for decades. The brutality of the conflict, including mass executions and concentration camps for the Reds, left a legacy of mistrust and bitterness between the two factions. Many families had personal stories of trauma, which were passed down through generations, creating an undercurrent of tension in society. The socialist movement remained powerful in Finland, though it had to adapt to new realities. After the war, the Social Democratic Party, the SDP, moderated its platform and became a central player in Finnish politics. Meanwhile, more radical elements of the left formed the Finnish Communist Party, which operated underground or in exile until later decades. Despite the deep divisions, Finland's response to the Civil War's legacy led to the development of a unique political culture characterized by consensus building and compromise. Finland eventually established a functioning parliamentary democracy where different political ideologies could coexist. By the 1930s, despite rising extremism in Europe, Finland had successfully integrated socialists into the political system. To address the grievances of the working class and prevent future conflicts, Finland introduced significant social reforms, including labor protections and land reforms. These reforms helped to alleviate some of the economic and social inequalities that had contributed to the Civil War. The Civil War forced Finland to grapple the question of national unity. Over time, it contributed to a stronger sense of national identity as both sides realized the importance of maintaining an independent and unified Finland, especially in the face of external threats. The Soviet Union's growing power and proximity made it clear that internal divisions could weaken Finland's ability to defend its independence. The threat of Soviet aggression in the 1930s and during World War II encouraged the Finns to put aside their differences to some extent and focus on national unity. In conclusion, in the broader context of European revolutions in the early 20th century, the Finnish Revolution was one of the many conflicts influenced by the Russian Revolution, but it also stood out due to its swift resolution and the eventual establishment of a stable, independent state.